Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had shared with you a couple of stories about things that were said to Kennedy on Tinder that were just bizarre world.
Beyond the pale. Yeah.
You know, a guy calling her a word that you should never call anybody, much less on a dating app. Another guy called you fat. Mm-hmm. I mean, just incredible what people will say to you online.
Yes.
But this is a story about something that was said in person to Salt the other day.
He was out
with his daughter, a little daddy-daughter time.
Yeah, my wife yesterday had a baby shower, and she was going down to the Cape for it. And I was like, you know what? Have a day. It's going to be daddy-daughter day. I'm going to take CP. We're going to go out run some errands and stuff like that.
Ooh, lucky girl.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I
go to the Lowe's.
That's one of the places we stopped. We had
solid
to pick up some shades. So I'm out, and I look like a regular dad. You know, I'm in my hoodie. I'm dressed up in my stupid sandals and socks. I don't care. You know,
dad level 100. Yeah, honestly,
I have my backpack on. That's my diaper bag.
You have your main hat?
No, actually, I had my Patriots hat. I had a woolly on.
So he's a South Shore dad.
So literally, I'm walking around the Target, and I'm just picking up random stuff. You know, I have to get some diapers. I have to get some cat litter. Literally, everything that Kate mentioned, I was buying yesterday. And I'm pushing around, and you know, I'm putting the stuff in the bottom of her cart, and you know, she's having a good time, and this lady, and she had to be between 65 and 75 years old. So she reminded me of my mom.
Okay.
She comes over, and CP is facing out. So she starts immediately like, oh, your daughter's so beautiful. Oh, she's so, and I'm like, oh, this is lovely. I love this. And CP's smiling at her with her snaggle tooth because now she's got like one off to the side up at the top. So she just looks, when she smiles, you're like, oh, hey.
You mean the older woman?
Both. Yeah, both of them. Same amount of teeth. So we're there, and she's like, oh, this is wonderful. This is, oh, look at you having fun with your dad today. And she's talking to her, and then she looks at me, she goes, oh, so are you a widow?
Oh.
And I was like,
what?
Widower.
Excuse me? Yeah, widower.
Did she use the proper word?
No. She's like, I don't recall if she used the right word.
Absolutely. She called him a girl without a husband, is what she called him.
Basically, she said, is your wife dead?
Because, wow.
And I'm like,
what do you say to that?
I was no.
Do you know something I don't?
And I said it in that tone.
Did you text Sarah immediately?
No, she's at a baby shower. I don't want her like going, what is, because Sarah would get in a car.
Sarah'd be like, listen up, Gladys. We're going to talk now.
Hold my hoops.
She would drive right back from the Cape and be like, which aisle is she in? Because I know she's still here. Yeah, I was just like, because a couple weeks ago, you remember, I was in, you know, the grocery store, and some lady looked at me, and she was in a similar age category to this woman, and was like, you're vegetarian? Like,
you don't look it.
What is wrong with
your
women
dead?
Of this age group?
You know what
just
it is?
Saying inappropriate things.
They have a bag of you-know-what, and it's just empty at this point.
That
just empty.
Here is my theory. Okay, listen to me. Just hear me out on
all right,
this,
go
okay?
For it. Go for it. I need a theory.
You say she's 65, 70 years old.
Yeah, maybe 75.
She's got a daughter at home who's unhappy in her relationship. Maybe she's got a kid or two. She sees you. You're a good-looking guy. You're out there with your kid. You're doing your thing. You look like a good guy. You look like a good dad. And she's trying to find out if you're single.
I'm going to stop you right there because yesterday I had an allergic reaction to the water in my house, so my cheeks were redder than the sun.
You're still cutting
it. I got this hat on, socks and sandals.
You are South Shore dad level 100, and she's looking out for her
daughter. I'm pretty sure I had Pringles still on my hoodie.
That's still better than whatever's going on in her daughter's life.
I popped open a can and was eating them as I'm walking around Target.
What a catch.
I'm not a catch.
What a catch, ladies.
You are prime time.
This is just craziness.
You are pure sex appeal.
Are you a widower? Like, this is... I had so many questions. First of all, huh? Secondly, what? You're nuts.
That is something else.
But like, There's so many other options. Is your wife in maybe two aisles over and hasn't caught up yet?
You having a nice daddy-daughter
yeah.
day.
Yeah, Shimini Christmas.
Nope, dead.
Your wife must be dead because she wouldn't have let you walk out of the house looking like that.
A text from the 774, your response should have been, no, are you?
Jeez. Should have been like, yeah, her body's in the back.
In the back of the trunk.
Do you think I'm buying duct tape and a tarp?
Do you know where the lie is?
Yeah, that exactly.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.